Not really, Chair. I'm saying that in terms of reporting, they will have to report bi-weekly.
So you have been happy about the performance of the administrator at the province?
Not really, Chair.
Because I wanted you to cite instances to say, with administrator one, this is what we did, we're not happy, or administrator one, perform to our satisfaction, we are happy with the results. But I said, link it with what the AG has been finding since this municipality has been administrated, because I'm not getting it coming clear. Maybe the HOD, because it's long, has been there, will be able to address that. But this is a serious matter of concern. We raised this thing with your late MEC while we were in Scopa last year. And still recently when they appear, I was checking with in the NCOP in Scopa again. Those were the same matters that we raised. Because you see, at times, you are being exposed as a province because you are invoking processes that are supposed to assist municipalities. But when you do that, you are weakening. Unless there's an admission that offers a province, like we had Free State yesterday, we showed them their witnesses and they admitted to say, yes, we were wrong when it comes to that. Because we're trying to make you see that also as a province, you are aggravating to this situation by not putting mechanism to monitor and do oversight on the people that you send. But as we go on later, in the afternoon when we deal with the 139, you'll see the instances wherein you even put administrators who have failed in their other lives, administrators who don't even understand municipalities, then you want them to come and save the municipality. How will they do that? Whereas they couldn't even do it in their other lives. We have seen it in one municipality in the Eastern Cape. We were dealing with that. So with our little experience, but I wanted you to note this to say this is an area of concern. But I'll hand over to the DG. Today Parliament is at 2. And then the members have been waiting to chill early hours in the morning. Whatever you respond to, if you don't have answers, you can then tell us when are you giving us the relevant information. So that at least latest by 1 we are out of here, because the members must first rest and we are still going to deal with you with the 139 later in the evening as we deal with the COVID response pandemic in the evening. So I just ask for that block we are all out of here. Over to you, Emisi.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, that's why I said the HOD will touch on other matters. So if you allow the HOD to deal with other matters.
May I come in, Chairperson?
Honorable Chair.
Honorable, yes, the HOD must proceed. How may I help you, Honorable Hadebe?
No, Chair, I think what you are raising is a pertinent question which deserves an answer. Have the administrators done what they were assigned to do? Are they capable for the job at hand, or are they contributing to the current challenge that we're having? That's the question that we need to get as the Chair. It's a very pertinent question that you're raising, and it needs to be answered now.
By the MEC.
Yes, we need to know the people appointed, are they qualified, suitable, and have they achieved what they were assigned to do? What is it that they have done?
Okay.
Records and reports indicate that they have failed.
Chairperson, may I come in?
You're going to respond to that.
I will try, Chair. Chairperson.
For how long have you been with the department?
It's about three years. I'm in the fourth year.
No, you know this. You are the most responsible official to talk to these matters. And then if we are not happy, then we'll ask the MEC what is she going to do about you. Yes. Proceed.
Chairperson, with I think maybe if I must just start with Madi Beng, that yes, there has been administrators in Madi Beng before, and I think what the problem with the department was that the closeout reports were not presented to the council for quite some time of those interventions. We, however, corrected that, I think, about 2 years ago when we sent the closeout reports of the previous administrators to all the municipalities that had been under administration. But I must also say that Madi Beng was also under administration in terms of water and sanitation. There was an administrator who was appointed by the province, and the situation improved tremendously in that municipality, to the extent that the intervention was terminated, and that administrator was brought to the province to assist with other municipalities. And at the time, then immediately afterwards, the situation started to again deteriorate to where we see it today. And even if when we were in that municipality, we were saying by the reports when the administrator left, this is what the situation was before. So the problem here, I think, with our municipalities, it is that they don't have the absorption capacity to absorb the support that it is being given. I must state, Chair, that municipalities, Madi Beng being one of them, had for a very long time not been having senior managers. And without senior managers, you get into the municipality with their intervention. You do things that you should do. When things start to look up, you withdraw the intervention for the municipality to continue. And things then start to go back to where it was before the intervention. Madi Beng, the senior managers that were there previously before the intervention that the most recent intervention that ended in June, resigned in December. And ever since then, there has not been any senior managers. This will indicate that the challenge would be that if there is a skill to transfer, you don't really have anybody to transfer the skill to. If there are controls and others that are put in place, there are no responsible officials to see to it that those controls and those systems, they are maintained, and that becomes a serious problem. And we keep going on around the circle because of this turnover of senior managers in our municipalities and in Madibeng in this instance. So we have that kind of situation in Madibeng. In terms of the who are we appointing? We appoint people who have a track record in local government, who are properly qualified, and they bring reports to the province, reports which we analyze, the reports that the MEC will then confirm with the mayors or the leadership of those municipalities. And where we are not happy, we indicate that we are not happy. We have terminated the services of the of an administrator before because we are not happy with how he was running things in that municipality. We have done so in one municipality in the province, Binswahing. We sent an administrator and a team, and we got a sense that instead of resolving the issues, they are not actually living up to the mandate, and we remove them. So when the administrators are not performing accordingly, we remove them. Unfortunately, the period that we give, 6 months to 12 months, might not necessarily be... Yes, Chairperson.
You give them to tests, they don't perform, you remove. No consequence management. That's what you're doing. You just remove, no consequence management.
Chairperson, we are still for this minute. Sorry, Chair.
We don't want to quote you out of context. You only remove, no consequence management.
No, the consequences management will follow. We had appointed a team that went to do the investigation on the allegations, and the report has been presented to us.
It's consequence management to those who are failing to execute, to perform their duties, not in the municipality. These are your employees generally, or these are the people you contract to go and become a administrator. So they themselves, they can do as much as they wish, including to collapse the municipality further. What you do is only to remove for somebody to revert back to his or her position. No any other consequence management that you do. That's the clarity that one wanted to understand on the matter. Don't confuse the consequence management in the municipality. Is the issue of the people whom you send to do administration, are your administrators. Once you remove them, there's no consequence management. That has been the culture and the process. Yes or no?
Don't yeah, why? Can I continue?
Yeah, you're on the floor.
Oh, okay. Yes, in this instance, we have done the investigation. We have compiled a report that will allow us to take further action. And in this instance, the person was seconded by another department who was the administrator in the municipality. So we will be able to take an action from together with the department in terms of the transgressions that were recorded that we found in the report that we commissioned. So this is the only instance where we have taken out an administrator, but there will be action. We have the MEC on the platform. I'm sure he will make sure that there will be an action.
That's why. Administrator that you are saying you have removed, was it based on ill discipline or was it based on that he was touching the untouchables?
Well, some of the things that the administrator did was to go and procure some vehicles without following any procedure, SCM procedure. spending about 3 million rand in just one company without any procedure or anything. That is one of the major things that transgressions that he did. Whereas terms of reference was that he should ensure that SCM procedures are followed and put systems in place and so on. But then he did exactly the opposite of what he was supposed to be doing in that municipality. Those are some of the transgressions.
Can we conclude on this way as a way forward? Because I know if you have to deal with one administrator per another. So in relation to Madive, you know the tenure since the administration, who were the administrators? If there are those, in all those 139 interventions that you've done, because Twaing is not Madive, you gave a classical example as Twaing. So we are talking about Madive. There have been administrators, and I believe the province has assessed their performance. And there are those whom, as you are saying, as a principal, whom you removed. So can you give us that list and say it was Administrator Hadebe, we removed him for doing 1, 2, 3. List, everybody in relation to Madiveni. Then if there was no action, say to us in the spreadsheet to say, we didn't act on this administrator. What we did was just to remove. Because you are saving away now. We say focus on Madiveni, yes, talking to other matters. But it's okay. Proceed to the next item. Honorable Adam.
Sorry, I was... Yes,
okay. Chair. I wanted to say I am not pleased or happy with the response of the HOD. What he's saying is just giving us excuse. You can't use the issue of a close-out report. Close-out report comes at the tail end. Administrators ought to have been assessed and monitored on a regular basis of the work that you have assigned them to do based on their terms of reference. So you cannot use closeout report as an excuse. What you are telling us is what we know, which is why the municipality is under administration. What we want to know from you, have they achieved what you have assigned them to do? You have four administrators. There's a saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You are at the coalface of that municipality. We are not there. We expect you to give us something substantive, not to beat around the bush. We are unable to effect our oversight because your response, you are going to town.
That's why we're keeping on interjecting you now.
And we're not supposed to do that. We apologize to interject, but your response are not satisfactory.
But he said, Honorable Hadebe, they won't be satisfactory. Let's allow him to progress. We'll decide like on the way forward. Let's allow him to progress. HOD, are there any other matters you want to respond to?
Sir, I was saying that the other matters that had been raised, the members were specific to who should respond. I also wanted to say that we have been supporting the municipality trying to turn it around. We have the MPEC that was not functional. We have workshops with the MPEC. We have given them the tool to do their work and so on. And I hope that when they respond, they will be able to speak to that, because one of the big issues is that the office of the MPEC, why they are not functional and why they are not effective, is because they are not properly supported in terms of relevant stuff in terms of relevant equipment and so on. But I think that the members, when the mayor and the speaker, when they respond, they can just indicate how far they are in terms of ensuring that there are relevant people in these offices. Because we would run the workshops and so on, but there unfortunately is the implementation at their level. But for now, I will pause here, Chairperson.
Okay. The mayor. Can I start with the administrator? Can I start with the administrator?
Thank you, Chair.
The issues just raised by members.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I will start with the issues as raised by Honorable Brink. The first question was about the VBS disciplinary action. Chair, at the time of taking this decision to invest municipal funds unlawfully in the VBS, the CFO was Mr. Maluleka, as it has been correctly indicated, who resigned in December 2018 when he was the municipal manager. The acting municipal manager was Ms. Makhole, who is one of the directors now facing disciplinary processes, including this matter. Two junior officials were being implicated by the forensic report and absolving the liability of any of the senior managers or any of the oversight authorities. This amount obviously reflected in the council agenda in its Section 71 report, and council knew that 30 million has been lost due to this process. But as we had indicated, over-reliance was based on the fact that they will await a forensic audit before they act. My view was that there are officials who are implicated, and there are even those, even if the report tries to clear, have got statutory obligations to protect municipal funds in terms of the MFMA and the municipal finance investment policy. Unfortunately, Mr. Maluleka had resigned from the municipality, constraining us to invoke any labor action against him. We reported when we were in a joint meeting of SCOPA and COPTA portfolios that we indeed have experienced that lapse where senior officials had resigned in Marseille in 2018. And those who were implicated were one of those who have resigned and went to other municipalities to do it. They had left without any disciplinary processes against them, unfortunately. When the intervention started in July last year, we could not recall them to face any disciplinary process. We could only act against those who are internal. Has the report been presented to council? Yes, the forensic reports were tabled to council on the 25th of February 2020, including the recommendations of the investigations and the findings. Resulting from that, the processes to institute disciplinary action against official ensued. That's why today we are where we are. So the reports were indeed tabled to council. Are we acting against any junior officials? We have obtained the versions of these junior officials through the report, and at this stage we have not acted against any of the most junior officials, but we are acting against senior managers implicated. What was the status of the oversight role or function? Chair, the council and any other committee of in the municipality cannot deny responsibility in this process. It's either by omission or by commission that it did not exercise proper oversight and did not act timely. I made that analysis that even if no individuals might be implicated in the report, the fact that you gained knowledge that 30 million has left the municipal coffers to an unlawful investment is adequate for you to act. But unfortunately, there was no action in relation to that. I had one of the questions to the speaker was whether any action was taken against councillors. I'm sure the speaker will deal with that. The questions posed to the MEC and the mayor I will not deal with. I will then move to the next question, which is water infrastructure challenges. Chair, we volunteer to submit a comprehensive report of water challenges, including what interventions we made to secure that communities of Madibeng drink clean water. It is known to the Deputy Minister, it is known to the Minister, it is known to the Premier. People were calling all authorities complaining about the dirty water in Madibeng, including in social media. We started dealing with the cleaning of reservoirs, the treatment of the breakwater treatment works, including addressing the pipeline challenges. For the last 3-4 months, Chair, I am yet to receive a call on a complaint about water. I do not claim to be a sustainable intervention, but the reality is that all our communities are drinking clean water where we supply water, other than the ones we augment through tracking or through boreholes. We have a detailed report in our closeout report on what we did in relation to water issues and what is outstanding. Our closeout report really indicates our progress against the terms of reference, but it also reflects what still needs to be done. In reality, the challenges in Madibeng could not have been done in 1 year and absolutely confirm that we have attended everything. It's humanly impossible. Also made impossible by the availability of financial resources and technical capacity in other instances. So what we did, we did. What we did not do, we were ready to hand it over as part of the recommendations of the closeout. That report, our advice to the MEC has done, we will still avail ourselves to present that report to the municipal council so that it's available for public and any other institution, Chair. And it has dealt comprehensively with water issues, among others. Of course, there are still huge challenges on the water issues. In your areas of Lekhabi, Lemothukhung, and Okasi, in 2016, the then MEC for local government, we are informed, went to tell the communities that they must not pay for services. Still today, they are not paying for water, they are not paying for electricity. It's a serious revenue loss. We developed a revenue enhancement plan and how we are going to approach these communities. In December, adopted by council, we started in the townships, approaching certain businesses and conducting blitz, and we had planned to extend this to the townships and areas where people are not paying for services, yet they are fighting for these services. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 lockdown stopped all that ambitious plan. We still want to appeal to political leaders to assist us to go to these communities one way or the other and persuade them for the payment of services. It is a serious problem and a serious revenue loss. Questions posed by Honorable Groeneval, I think I've dealt with forensic reports. I think CFO will deal with the bank reconciliation issues and estimate of services. I was to deal with the PIC loan because I think it needs to be contextualized properly. Honorable Basson has started doing it. This is a loan of the then TLCs of BRED. It went into a new local government in 1994 in Madibeng. The matter was before the courts. The municipality has launched an appeal, particularly on the quantum, on the value of the claim because interest has far superseded the original amount. This matter is before the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein, and we will not deliberate deeper into it, but the reality is that it is before the courts. Other than the courts, it needs, and it has been reported repeatedly before any intergovernmental relations forum. It has been the Premier's Forum, Northwest TCC, or COCTA. All government or spheres of government know this challenge. And it really needs their guidance and support because it is not only unsustainable, it is quite problematic. The Section 32 procurement, we will share at least all the Regulation 32 procurement. I must just hasten to deal with the most disturbing issue related to Groeneval's raised the fleet issue and I must just report that even the fleet contract was a Regulation 32 from Belabeg, where the former municipal manager was the CFO, coincidentally. This fleet contract will cost us almost 300 million over 3 years. And as we have read the contract, Honorable Groenewald, at the end of the contract, we don't even claim ownership of the vehicles. We must still offer whether we want to buy those vehicles or not, and then the service provider still retain ownership. It was an extremely unfair contract. The municipality was overly committed. The municipal council knew about this issue. Council had not acted on this issue. When we came here, we found that this fleet contract is being paid 35 million every quarter in advance. Of course, MFMA require you to pay for services rendered. But they wanted to secure their payment, so they were to be paid in advance, and they were paid in advance. The first thing we did was to stop the advance payment and ensure that even if we are dissatisfied with the nature of the commitment, the contract has been signed, service delivery must ensue, municipal fleet has all been auctioned, and we need to pay for the vehicles that are then being used by the municipality. Despite the abnormal values, we conducted a specific audit on these vehicles and came to a conclusion that not 100% of vehicles in the payment schedule are actually in the municipality fully functional. Our exercise amounted to almost about 12 to 17 million possible counterclaims against the service provider. These are vehicles, some of which have been involved in accident and never replaced on time, but charged and paid. These are vehicles sometimes that... for services, it's an issue that we are discussing and the options that we are exploring. The reality is that it has been there for the last 2 years. This is its third year and it's ending. The intervention in July when it came, the contract was only left with the balance and could not do more. Terminating it was not going to serve any purpose in terms of the actual capacity to deliver services. But this matter is now under the SIU investigation. Investigate how it was procured and what are the any malfeasance that relates to this investigation. Once again, we met 3 times with the SIU, emphasized on the urgency of dealing with the investigation, supplied all documents that they had required, availed all officials they wanted to interview. To that extent, our capacity to expedite this is limited to those types of activities. It's an issue that we continue to deal with. The issue of Victor, some official who is imprisoned and still receiving salary. The report I now got from Treasury here is that in August, this payment had been stopped. An investigation is ensuing as to why it was allowed to continue while they knew that he was in custody and unable to render any service to the municipality but continuously being remunerated. It is not the only matter that we are investigating. There are other issues that related to employee expenditure and employment that we are considering. And I'm sure we will be able to deal with that. Honorable Basson, rent of graders at 18,000 rand, NP300 at 18,000. As I confirmed, the schedule of prices in the fleet lease agreement is absolutely abnormal. We have handed over this thing. If they identified any criminality or benefit, I'm sure the SIU will assist with that. If the senior manager charged for signing of this agreement have any confession to do during the hearing, she would do so. Other than that we have not folded our arms, we have started acting against this issue. It is important to just quickly link it with another question that for the last 2 weeks, the service provider locked all vehicles because he was not paid 18 million. 9 million for June, 9 million for July. Part of the service provider not being paid for June and July, being that the signatories to the municipal account had to change when the acting municipal manager left on the 30th of July. There has been uncertainty of administrative leadership, and part of the immediate assignment I had when I started on Wednesday last week was to deal with these challenges, which in consultation with the MEC, I am finalizing. We have subsequently paid them. The vehicles have been unlocked and are dedicated to their areas of service. That's the double-edged sword that we have. In terms of the questions from Honorable Opperman, no action on previously regular expenditure. You are correct. Part of the action on irregular expenditure was dependent on the processes of this report being tabled to council, referred to MPEC for investigation, and then reveal the types of misconduct that are indicated in that report. It has not been actioned upon purely because it took time to go to the to council for tabling and to the MPEC for consideration and investigation. Part of the post-audit action plan includes dealing with the issues of irregular expenditure. Irregular expenditure means expenditure has been incurred. Sometimes it has been really incurred and service has really been rendered, but the wrong process was followed. If the fleet contract was committed in 2018 or 2017, and in 2020 we still pay the fleet contract, that payment is irregular. It does not mean that it's irregular expenditure of 2020. It's an irregular expenditure of 2017 recurring still in 2020. So that context is also important to deal with it. The issue of creditors and debtors, you are quite correct. We've got 2 billion rand across business, residents, and all other creditors. I mean all other debtors. And our credit pressure now runs almost to 500 million. We rely largely on settling some of these major creditors with the equitable share. That's the reality in Madibe. Without equitable share, this municipality will even be in more trouble. So we rely largely during those transfers to deal with actual payment of major creditors. I have not experienced since we came here payment of operational expenses through conditional grants. That we have not done. If it was not done before, it's yet to come to our attention. We know that conditional grants are conditional grants and are spent on intended purposes. I have not came that... I'm not excluding that in previous years it may not have happened, but if it would have happened, it would have appeared in the audit outcomes. So I think we must also assure that our responsibility is to ensure that the expenditure on conditional grant goes to intended purposes. Chair, there was an illegal debit into the municipal account. These illegal debits have been reported to the Hawks. It has been dominating the news recently on DSTV, AMC, Cookware, Clothing. Mr. Motaung will amplify, but what I just want to report is that at the moment, the illegal debits...
Leadership? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, Chairperson. I can hear you, Honorable Hadem.
Oh, okay. No, yes. I wanted to to alert them to the effect of time and what you have indicated, Chair.
Mm.
Yes.
You can proceed. Take off.
Yes. Take off. Honorable members, officials, and councillors, the Chair is having to attend to urgent matters, and already the time that was allocated to this meeting was 12 o'clock. So we have exceeded our meeting with almost an hour. So the meeting will be adjourned at 1 o'clock. So I request the speaker to wrap up and then we'll articulate the way forward. So can I give you 2 minutes to wrap up?
Chair, I was dealing with question by question, member by member, to do justice to the questions. May I propose that we prefer written responses to the outstanding or remaining questions, if agreeable? Otherwise, you will cut me off. We're explaining the next question.
All right. Honorable members, the proposed way forward as per the interaction with the chair is that we might have to reconvene this afternoon or in the nearest future, depending on the availability. The issue of Section 139 and COVID response will be dealt with later. You understand that last night we stayed up until early hours of the morning, which was around about 1 o'clock, and we have a plenary sitting that will take place at 3. It is only fair that we afford members enough time to refresh, re-energize, and have lunch and before the plenary session. So the proposal is for us at this current juncture that we adjourn the meeting. Can I be guided by the member if what we are proposing is in order with them, given the mind can only concentrate for a limited number of hours, and we don't want to overstretch and abuse the kindness of members. Honorable members?
Chairperson?
Yes, go ahead, honorable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I will agree with the proposal you've made. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Khurava. Any seconder?
Kosilo Thuli seconded.
Oh, thank you so much, Madanduna Siabong. Colleagues, given that the proposal has been seconded, the Secretariat will interact with the Chairperson and will indicate the way forward. If needs be that the MEC be available to attend the late session, the Secretary will communicate as such. But alternatively, if we can't, there will be a date set in the nearest future. So thank you so much to all officials, councillors, MECs, and all present for your participation and contribution in the meeting. We welcome your inputs and contribution. Meeting stands adjourned. The Secretariat will communicate with all parties concerned in relation to the way forward. Thank you so much, colleagues. Meeting then adjourned.
Chairperson.
Yes, Chair.
The MEC was still going to attend the meeting in the evening.
Yes,
so you
yes.
can talk to the parties in relation called the parties in Madiben.
Yes,
maybe the
yes.
mayor and everybody, but the MEC still needs to avail themselves in the evening, whichever.
That's correct,
so,
Chair.
Thank you.
MEC, please avail yourself in the evening. Thank you so much, colleagues. Meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Siyaqhuba.
Siyaqhuba.
Asimanga.
Sisenga inkukhu.
Kunzima.
Ulikhulwe yithi.
Ufunda kwehlela. Akwaziwa mpanti kujiya.
Hayi hayi washa washa izulu esikotho kanje abazobaleka manje. Hayi hayi hey lezulu sakho si strong kakhulu.
Angithi uMadlandono ngikhumbuze ekhaya.
Sisengiyinkunzi.
Sisengiyinkunzi
la.